Carstairs, Town Council has approved new terms of reference for the multi-stakeholder Carstairs Nature Space Committee overseeing the park located on the town's south side. The move came by way of motion at the recent regularly scheduled council meeting. The committee is being created to oversee the development of the naturalized park and recreation space to be located at Plan 433LK. Development of the 19-acre park has already been underway for several months, with some pathways, trees, shrubs and other items in place. The committee is to design and oversee the development of the Carstairs Nature Space, the terms of reference state. The park is bounded by the off-leash park and the rodeo grounds to the north and carriage lane to the south. Membership of the park committee will be 2 members from the Carstairs and District Agricultural Society, 1 member from Town Council, and 4 resident members. The committee will be responsible to develop a budget and raise funds to allow various stages to proceed. The committee will have the authorization to appoint subcommittees to undertake specific projects. The committee can be dissolved by motion of the committee or by Town Council. Town, not at risk. In other council news, councillors heard that the town of Carstairs is not at risk, based on financial and governance risk indicators. According to a report from Alberta Municipal Affairs, the municipality met the required performance measure to not trigger critical indicators or 3 or more non-critical indicators during an examination by Alberta Municipal Affairs. The department has been examining municipalities to ensure Albertans live in viable municipalities and communities with responsible, collaborative and accountable local government, Assistant Deputy Minister Gary Sandberg said in a letter to the town. In all, 13 indicators were set at defined benchmarks, with a community deemed not at risk as long as it didn't trigger 3 or more of the indicators. The ministry has completed and verified the data collected from Alberta's municipalities for the 2020 financial year and is pleased to inform you that your municipality did not trigger the required number of indicators to appear in this year's municipal indicator results, he said. Council received the update as information. All councillors attended the September 12 council meeting, held in person and online.